25 years after Matrix 1, Arena, and Aris proved you could build PLM without owning CAD, a new wave of startups is attacking the same market but with cloud-native architectures, AI copilots, and a focus on speed over customization /1/(2/3). This isn't just mid-market disruption anymore. Some of these challengers are already inside marquee accounts, proving that the next PLM might not come from PTC, Siemens, or Dassault at all. The PDM challengers, solving the good enough problem. Traditional PDM from the big three is powerful, but also expensive, slow to deploy, and often overkill for fast-moving hardware teams /4/5/6/. A new crop of cloud-native PDM tools is betting that good enough, fast, and browser-based beats enterprise-grade, on-prem, and customizable /7/5/6/. Build San Francisco, founded 2021, raised $9 million to build a cloud-based PDM tool designed for real-time collaboration on hardware projects /4/8/9/. The platform centralizes design files and documentation with automatic version control, secure sharing, and 3D viewing directly in the browser, no thick clients, no VPN tunnels /4/8/. Backed by Lux Capital, Shasta Ventures, and Techstars, Build targets hardware startups and mid-sized teams that need CAD-aware file management without the overhead of Windchill or Teamcenter /4/8/10/. Kinesto, founded earlier, now mature, offers cloud-based document management with a focus on engineering and design workflows /7/5/11/. Kinesto's strength is in its PDF build tool, which uses AI and cloud-based OCR to automatically split, link, and index construction drawings, tasks that traditionally required hours of manual work in Bluebeam /7/12/. One construction firm reported processing 186 sheets in 23 minutes with Kinesto versus 2.5 hours with Bluebeam's semi-manual workflow /7/. Kinesto targets engineering consultancies and construction teams that want Dropbox-like convenience with just enough CAD awareness to manage design collaboration /5/6/13/. Makersite, Germany, founded 2018, takes a different angle, sustainability-driven PLM /14/15/16/. Makersite raised 60 million euros in July 2025 to accelerate its AI-powered platform that helps manufacturers measure and reduce the environmental footprint of products during the design phase /14/16/. The platform integrates with Siemens Teamcenter, PTC Windchill, and CAD tools like Ansys and Autodesk, pulling product data and enriching it with lifecycle intelligence on materials, costs, carbon emissions, compliance, and supply chain risk /14/15/17/. Customers like Microsoft, Schneider Electric, Cummins, and Daikin use Makersite to conduct lifecycle assessments, LCAs, in minutes instead of months, enabling eco-design as a core part of product development rather than a post-hoc compliance exercise /14/15/18/. Makersite's success shows that vertical PLM extensions, sustainability, compliance, supply chain transparency, can create billion-dollar markets even when legacy PLM vendors exist /14/16/. The cloud PLM insurgents, faster, simpler, mid-market first. While the big three race to SaaSify their legacy platforms, a new generation of cloud-native PLM startups is building from scratch for speed, simplicity, and modern workflows /1/2/19/. OpenBOM, founded by Oleg Shilovitsky, a PLM veteran, is a multi-tenant SaaS platform focused on BOM management, collaboration, and procurement for hardware startups and contract manufacturers /20/1/21/. OpenBOM's value proposition is ruthlessly pragmatic: centralized parts, BOMs, vendors, and purchase orders in one place, enable real-time collaboration like Google Sheets, integrate with CA, ERP, and PLM systems, and make it affordable enough that startups adopt it before they have an IT team /1/21/22/. The platform targets the startup to mid-market segment that finds traditional PLM too complex and too expensive, offering a 14-day free trial and transparent pricing starting around $100 or $500/user/month/1/22/23/. OpenBOM's success reflects a broader trend. Hardware companies don't need total PLM on day one, they need BOM control, change management, and supplier collaboration, and they need it fast /1/24/. Propel, Santa Clara, founded by Agile software and Salesforce veterans, built the first PLM natively on Salesforce /25/26/27/. Propel's Product 360 platform unifies quality management, QMS, product lifecycle management, PLM, and commercialization in a single Salesforce environment, linking product, quality, customer, and supplier data /25/26/. This approach is strategic. Instead of PLM living in IT with engineering, it sits in the same platform as CRM, sales, and service, making it easier to connect product development with revenue, customer feedback, and field service data /25/26/27/. Propel raised $20 million in Series C funding led by Salesforce Ventures in September 2021, and has since attracted customers ranging from hypergrowth startups like Desktop Metal and Inari Medical to Fortune 500 companies like Shell and Zoetis /25/26/28/. The company's Series B, 2018, and Series C, 2021, rounds emphasized its cloud-centric, fast-to-deploy positioning as an alternative to legacy on-prem PLM /25/27/29/. Duro, Los Angeles, founded 2020 by Michael Cioran and Kellen O'Connor, SpaceX veterans, raised $4 million in seed funding, 2021, and an additional $7.5 million in 2024 to build an agile, cloud-native PLM platform for hardware engineering /2/19/30/. Duro's pitch is simple: automate data management, centralize product information, and remove the friction of connecting disparate teams and tools /2/19/31/. The platform targets engineering-driven businesses, robotics, IoT, drones, consumer electronics that need transparency and speed more than enterprise configurability /2/32/31/. Customers include Sphero and Framework, both recognized in Time's Best Inventions of 2021 /2/31/. Duro's investors, Bonfire Ventures, Riot Ventures, Primary Ventures, and board members, John Stevenson, former CTO of Stratasys and VP of Engineering at Grabs80, signal confidence that cloud-native PLM for agile hardware development is a real, venture-scale opportunity /2/30/32/. The AI-native and next-gen platforms. The newest entrants are going even further, embedding generative AI and multimodal models directly into PLM workflows /33/3/34/. ProductFlow, Atlanta, founded 2024, is pioneering AI-driven hardware development with two tightly coupled platforms: ProductFlow, cloud-native PLM for mechanical, electrical, firmware, and regulatory artifacts, and H, a 7 billion parameter language model fused with a vision encoder fine-tuned on 680000 plus annotated CAD, PCB, and BOM screens, /33/35/36/. The result is a generative copilot that can draft test plans, compliance checklists, and transfer to manufacturing packets automatically, eliminating 30-40% of the file hopping and rekeying that consumes typical program schedules /33/35/. ProductFlow's AI natively reads, reasons over, and generates engineering files, something conventional LLMs and legacy PLM systems cannot do /33/37/38/. The platform targets startups and SMEs that want Fortune 500 digital thread sophistication without the multi-year deployment cycles /33/35/. Alitic, Paris, founded 2019, raised €6 million in March 2025 to build the next generation PLM for industrial companies in France and beyond. /3/34/39/. Alitic centralizes CAD files, drawings, BOMs, and technical processes in a cloud-based platform with automated workflows, real-time dashboards, and AI-powered features like instant responses, change detection, and automatic impact analysis. /3/34/40/. The platform is designed for rapid deployment and adoption by all operational teams, engineering, production, quality, supply chain, not just CAD engineers. /3/39/41/. Since its 2021 launch, Alitic has onboarded over 5,000 users in 10 countries, including major industrial groups like Safran, Hutchinson, and Leasy. /39/42/. Alitic's success reflects the European mid-market's hunger for modern, agile PLM that doesn't require enterprise IT overhead. /3/39/. Guike, Paris, focused on embedded systems, offers a suite of AI-powered tools and autonomous agents that run 24/7, connected to project repositories, identifying issues before engineers notice them. /43/44/45/. While details are limited, Guike represents the broader trend of AI agents embedded in engineering workflows, moving from passive data repositories to active decision support. /43/44/. Why this wave is different? What ties Build, Kinesto, MakerSite, OpenBOM, Propel, Duro, ProductFlow, Alitic, and Guike together is that they're not trying to replace the big three head-on. Instead, they're attacking specific gaps. /1/2/33/3/. Speed over customization, deploy in days or weeks, not months or years. /1/2/3/. Cloud native from day one, no on-prem baggage, no client installs, browser-based collaboration. /4/5/1/2/. Mid-market and startup focus, affordable, transparent pricing, free trials, low IT overhead. /1/22/24/. Vertical extensions, sustainability, MakerSite, Salesforce integration, Propel, AI copilots, ProductFlow, Alitic, /14/25/33/3/. BOM and supply chain first, recognize that most hardware companies need BOM control and supplier collaboration more than total PLM. /1/21/24/. And critically, some are already inside marquee accounts. MakerSite serves Microsoft, Schneider Electric, and Cummins. /14/15/. Propel lists Shell and Zoetis. /25/26/. Alitic counts Safran, Hutchinson, and Leasy. /39/42/. These aren't just mid-market wins, they're proof that large enterprises are willing to adopt startup PLM for specific use cases where the big three are too slow, too expensive, or simply not building the right capabilities. /14/25/39/. The 30-plus startup market, a Cambrian explosion. Beyond the platforms profiled here, there are dozens more: graph-based digital thread orchestrators, AI-assisted change and requirement systems, niche vertical PLM for fashion, electronics, or medical devices, and post-PLM tools that don't even call themselves PLM. /1/24/. The sheer number of startups, 30-plus, by conservative counts, signals that the market opportunity for disruption is real. /1/24/. Traditional PLM grew up in a world of on-prem monoliths, multi-year projects, and engineering-centric workflows. /46/24/. Today's manufacturers need cloud services, AI copilots, sustainability intelligence, and supply chain transparency, and they need them now, not after an 18-month implementation. /14/1/33/3/. The big three are adapting Windchill Plus, Teamcenter X, 3D Experience works, but they're still carrying decades of legacy architecture and customer expectations /47/48/6/. The startup wave is betting that the next dominant PLM platform will be cloud-native, AI-augmented, BOM-centric, and built for mid-market speed /1/2/33/3/. Whether any single startup becomes the next Aras or next Arena is unclear. But collectively, they're proving that PLM's evolution isn't over, it's accelerating /1/2/33/3/. Sources: /1/OpenBOM for startups. How hardware startups can use https://www.openbom.com/blog/openbom-for-startups-how-hardware-startups-can-use-palm-to-streamline-their-businesses. /2/ Dura raises $4 million to nurture new generation of https://duralabs.co/press/dura-raises-4-million-to-nurture-new-generation-of-hardware-engineers. /3/ Alitic funding, $6 million plus https://startup-seeker.com/company/LTIQ-com. /build funding, $3 million plus https://startup-seeker.com/company/get-build-com. /5/ complete Kinesto review 2025, is it right for your team? https://blogs.zoftwarehub.com/complete-kinesto-review-2025-is-it-right-for-your-team. /6/ top 10 cloud-based PDM tools in 2025, full comparison https://www.sibi.io/cloud-pdm/top-10-cloud-based-pdm. /7/ Kinesto, cloud-based PDM alternative https://pdfbuilt.com/renaissance. /8/ hardware FYI's post https://www.linkedin.com/posts/hardware-fyi/this-week's-startup-highlights 1 substrate activity 739-266-336-83623-15776-MMJJ. /9/ build products, competitors, financials, employees, https://www.cbinsights.com/company/build-2. /10/ build takes in funding to share, collaborate on hardware, https://news.yahoo.com/build-takes-funding-share-collaborate-13001425-1.html. /11/ Kinesto CAD document management with PDM, https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=u95g7jrpvhw. /12/ alternative PDM Kinesto collaboration with Bionic, https://www.kinesto.com/alternative-pdm-kinesto-collaboration-with-bionic. /13/ cloud-based document management, Kinesto alternative to https://www.kinesto.com. /14/ German AI startup MakerSite raises €60 million to https://www.ustar2piscom/German company MakerSite raises €1 million to accelerate product sustainability in the design process. /15/ PLM Green interview with MakerSite https://palmgreenalliance.com/palm-green-interview-with-MakerSite. /16/ MakerSite supported by Planet A https://planet-a.com/startups/MakerSite. /17/ NTI and MakerSite have announced a strategic partnership https://www.nti-group.com/home/news/MakerSite. /18/ for sustainability experts https://makersite.io/for-sustainability-experts. /19/ Duro drags hardware product development into the age of https://techcrunch.com/2021/11/18/duro-fundraise. backslash 24 backslash what kind of PLM do hardware startups need? https://beyondpalm.com/2022/12/11/what-kind-of-palm-do-startups-need? /25 Propel announces $20 million Series C to help. https://www.propelsoftware.com/news/propel-announces-20-million-series-c. /26 Propel raises $20 million funding for its product lifecycle. https://silicon-angle.com/2021/09/21/propel-raises-20m-funding-product-lifecycle-management-platform. /27 Propel accelerates with $18 million Series B to manage product. https://techcrunch.com/2018/11/15/propel-accelerates-with-18m-series-b-to-manage-product-lifecycle. /28 Propel closes $4.2 million Series A financing round led. https://www.propelsoftware.com/news/venturewire-salesforce-com-partner-propel-raises-4-2m-product-life-cycle-management. /29 Salesforce helps send Propel through $18 million Series B. https://globalventuring.com/salesforce-helps-send-propel-through-18m-series-b. /30 Duro takes another step in reshaping hardware engineering. https://duralabs.co/press/duro-takes-another-step-in-reshaping-hardware-engineering. /31 The story of Duro, building the future of hardware. https://www.frontlines.io/the-story-of-duro-building-the-future-of-hardware-development. /32 Leading hardware teams to an agile future. Meet Duro. https://www.primary.vc/first-edition/posts/hardware-teams-need-better-software-meet-duro. /33 productflow.io. https://www.linkedin.com/showcase/productflow-io. /34 Alitic https://fr.linkedin.com/company/ltiq. /35 Product flow for hardware startups turn ideas into reality. https://productflow.io/industries/hardware-startups. /36 Product flow. A unified platform for hardware engineering. https://www.linkedin.com/posts/wearelab/product-flow-hardware-engineering-design-collaboration-activity-7376622345320320JFE. /37 Hardware startups. https://app.productflow.io/industries/hardware-startups. /38 PLM, productflow.io. https://app.productflow.io/palm. /39 Alitic, Unlevy Defense Pour Transformer Le PLM Industrial. https://ilindustry40.fr/ltiq-and-levy-de-fonds-pour-transformer-le-palm-industrial. /40 the first PLM powered by artificial intelligence. https://www.ltiq.com/in/ia/41/ the next generation PLM. https://www.ltiq.com/in/42/ Aladic Lev 6 millions D euros por accelerative. https://www.frenchweb.fr/ltiq-leave-6-millions-d-euros-por-accelerate-le-development-d-sun-palm-nouvelle-generation/452231 /43/ Guica https://effort.linkedin.com/company/quasier /44/ articles Guica https://quasier.com/in/articles /45/ Sobrinos Guica https://www.quasier.com/point/about /46/ why it takes 18 years to build enterprise PLM startup https://beyondpalm.com/2018/12/15/18-years-build-enterprise-palm-startup /47/ Team Center X, a SaaS PLM solution powered by AWS https://assets-new-siemens-com-ca-main-sys-its-up-eu-id-703-bd-470-e-4-d-4-8-b-8-5-6-8-6-b-0-7-8-2-5-1-0/siemens Team Center X SaaS PLM solution powered by AWS BDF. /48/ Threat Experience Works Manufacturing Trimec https://trimec.com/3dexperience-works-manufacturing /49/ Build AI raises $3.1 million for faster construction estimates https://www.linkedin.com/posts/ycombinator/build-ai has raised $31 million in seed funding activity 73466169019628236811-yat/50/ PDM recommendations for smaller company r/solidworks https://www.reddit.com/r/solidworks/comments/17-sites/pdm/recommendations/for/smaller/company/51/ Kinesto Drive, a document management solution with https://www.linkedin.com/posts/kinesto/kinesto-drive is a compelling document management activity 731-835-742698-911-7440-JHGJ. /52/ Makersite AI-powered product lifecycle intelligence https://makersite.io. /53/ Build secures $3 million in seed funding to revolutionize https://www.luadcentrius.com/news/build secures million in seed funding to revolutionize corporate creativity and business solutions. /54/ Duro announces $7.5 million seed led by primary ventures https://www.gunder.com/news-insights/client-news/duro-announces $75M seed led by primary ventures /55/ Propel PLM, cloud-centric product lifecycle management https://www.av.vc/blog/propelpalm-cloud-centric-product-lifecycle-management /56/ Customer Stories https://www.openbomb.com/user-stories /57/ Propel Company Information, Funding and Investors https://directory.startupluxembourg.com/companies/propel/ 58/ 9 Best Product Lifecycle Management Software for Hardware, https://duralabs.co/blog/best-product-lifecycle-management-software 59/ Product Flow https://startuprunway.org/company/product-flow 60/ Logical PLM, Definition, Benefices and Solutions, 2025, https://www.ltiq.com/logical-palm 61/ Product Flow Atlanta, Georgia, https://www.facebook.com/38618330795240